Poetry for November, Samuel Johnson. I put my hat upon my head and walked into the Strand, and there I met another man whose hat was in his hand. Hermit hoar in solemn cell, wearing out life's evening grey, strike thy boson, sage, and tell what is bliss and which the way. Thus I spoke, and speaking sighed, scarce repressed a startling tear, when the hoary sage replied, "Come, my lad, and drink some beer." Pinter, it is here. What sound was that? I turn away into the shaking room. What was that sound that came in on the dark? What is this maze of light it leaves us in? What is this stance we take to turn away and then turn back? What did we hear? It was the breath we took when we first met. Listen, it's here. The Life That I Have by Leo Marx. The life that I have is all that I have, and the life that I have is yours. The love that I have of the life that I have is yours and yours and yours. A sleep I shall have, a rest I shall have, yet death will be but a pause, for the peace of my years in the long green grass will be yours and yours and yours. John Donne. Such wilt thou be to me who must, like the other foot, run obliquely. Thy firmness makes my circle just and makes me end where I began. A supple argument unfolds with lyric grace. Walter Raleigh, Wishes of an Elderly Man. I wish I loved the human race. I wish I loved its silly face. I wish I liked the way it talks. I wish I liked the way it walks. And when I'm introduced to one, I wish I thought, what jolly fun. Shakespeare, The Master, The Swagger. The master, the swagger, the boatswain and I, the gunner and his mate, loved Maul, Meg, and Marion, and Marjorie. But none of us cared for Kate, for she had a tongue with a tang, would cry to a sailor, "Go hang!" She loved not the savour, nor of tar, nor of pitch, yet a tailor might scratch her where she did itch. Then to sea, boys, and let her go hang. Charles Dickens, Lucy's Song. How beautiful at eventide to see the twilight shadows pale steal o'er the landscape far and wide, o'er stream and meadow, mound and dale. How soft is nature's calm repose when evening skies their cool dews weep. The gentlest wind more gently blows as if to soothe her in her sleep. The gay morn breaks, mists roll away, all nature awakes to glorious day. In my breast alone dark shadows remain. The peace it has known it can never regain. Keats, Oh Love Me Truly. You say you love, but with a smile, cold as sunrise in September, as you were Saint Cupid's nun and kept his weeks of ember. Oh, love me truly. You say you love, but then your hand, O soft squeeze for squeeze, returneth. It is like a statue's dead, while mine for passion burneth. Oh, love me truly. Oh, breathe a word or two of fire. Smile as if those words should burn me. Squeeze as lovers should, oh, kiss and in my heart and earn me. Oh, love me truly. Valentine by Carol Duffy. Not a red rose or a satin heart. I give you an onion. It is a moon wrapped in brown paper. It promises light, like the careful undressing of love. Here, it'll blind you with tears, like a lover. It will make your reflection a wobbling photo of grief. I'm trying to be truthful, not a cute card or a kissogram. I give you an onion. Its fierce kiss will stay on your lips, possessive and faithful as we are, for as long as we are. Take it. Its platinum loops shrink to a wedding ring if you like. Lethal. Its scent will cling to your fingers, cling to your knife. The Song of Wandering Angus by Yeats. I went out to the hazel wood because a fire was in my head and cut and peeled a hazel wand and hooked a berry to a thread. And when white moths were on the wing and moth-like stars were flickering out, I dropped the berry in a stream and caught a little silver trout. When I had laid it on the floor, I went to blow the fire aflame, but something rustled on the floor and someone called me by my name. It had become a glimmering girl with apple blossom in her hair, who called me by my name and ran and faded through the brightening air. Though I'm old with wandering through hollow lands and hilly lands, I will find out where she has gone and kiss her lips and take her hands and walk among long dappled grass and pluck till time and times are done the silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun. Echo by Carol Ann Duffy. I think I was searching for treasures or stones in the clearest of pools when your face like the moon in a well, where I might well wish for the iced fire of your kiss, only now after my lips where your face was reflected lovely, not really there when I turned to look behind at the emptying air. Sylvia Plath, Love Letter. Not easy to state the change you made. If I'm alive now, then I was dead, though like a stone, unbothered by it, staying put according to habit. You didn't just toe me an inch, no, nor leave me to set my small bald eye skyward again without hope, of course, of apprehending blueness or stars. That wasn't it. I slept, say, a snake masked among black rocks as a black rock in the white hiatus of winter, like my neighbours, taking no pleasure in my million perfectly chiselled cheeks alighting each moment to melt my cheeks of basalt. They turned to tears, angels weeping over dull natures, but didn't convince me. Those tears froze. Each deadhead had a visor of ice. Tree and stone glittered without shadows. My finger length grew lucent as glass. I started to bud like a March twig, an arm and a leg, an arm and leg, from stone to cloud, so I ascended. Now I resemble a sort of god, floating through the air in my soul shift, pure as a pane of ice. It's a gift. Robert Louis Stevenson. Love. What is love? A great and aching heart, wrung hands and silence and a long despair. Life, what is life upon a moorland bare, to see love coming and see love depart. Emily Dickinson. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings a tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me. Ben Jonson, to the memory of my beloved, the author, Mr. William Shakespeare. He was not of an age, but for all time, soul of the age, the applause, delight, the wonder of our stage. My Shakespeare, rise, I will not lodge thee by Chaucer or Spenser or bid Beaumont lie a little further to make thee a room. Thou art a monument without a tomb, and art alive still while thy book doth live, and we have wits to read and praise to give. John Gay. All in the downs the fleet was moored, the streamers waving in the wind, when black-eyed season came aboard. Oh, where shall I my true love find? Tell me, ye jovial sailors, tell me true, if my sweet William sails among the crew. John Gay, A New Song of New Similes. My passion is as mustard strong, I sit all sober sad, drunk as a piper allay long, or like a march hare mad. Pert as a pear monger I'd be, if Molly were but kind, cool as a cucumber could see the rest of womankind. Sure as a gun, she'll drop a tear and sigh perhaps and wish, when I'm rotten as a pear and mute as any fish. When You Come, Maya Angelou. When you come to me unbidden, beckoning me to long ago rooms where memories lie, offering me, as to a child, an attic, gatherings of days too few, baubles of stolen kisses, trinkets of borrowed loves, trunks of secret words, I cry. My desire is always the same wherever life deposits me. I want to stick my toe and soon my whole body in the water. I want to shake out a fat broom and sweep dried leaves, brood blossoms, deep insects and dust, and want to grow something. It seems impossible that desire can sometimes transform into devotion, but this has happened, and this is how I've survived, how the hole I carefully tended in the garden of my heart grew a heart to fill it. Caroline Duffy's Miles Away. I want you and you're not here. I pause in this garden, breathing the colour thought is before language into still air. Even your name is a pale ghost, and though I exhale it again and again, I will not stay with you, me. Tonight I make you up, imagine you, your movements clearer than the words I have you say you said before. Wherever you are now, inside my head, you fix me. With a look standing here whilst cool late light dissolves into the earth. I have got your mouth wrong, but still it smiles. I hold you closer, miles away, inventing love, until the calls of nightjars interrupt and turn what was to come, was certain, into memory. The stars are filming us for no one. Since I From Love by Geoffrey Chaucer. Since I from love escaped, I'm so fat, I never think to be in his prison taken. Since I am free, I count him not a bean. He may answer and say this and that. I do not force, I speak right as I mean. Since I from love escaped, I'm so fat. Love hath my name struck out of his slat, and he is struck out of my books clean. Forevermore there is none other mean. Since I from love escaped, I'm so fat.